Gittin Perikches, Mishnah Base 8.2, and more on the technicalities of the husband giving the wife a get. Here we'll see also not just that he has to give it to her in her hand or the equivalent, but also the role that the wife has to play. So it says, Amar la, if the husband says to his wife, Kinsi shtar chov zeh, take this, you know, IOU document, like the mortgage or something like that. So she takes this paper into her hand, and really it's her get. Or she essentially finds the get on his back. So it's kind of a weird case. It's actually a very weird case. He has her get. It's like, I'll call it like, you know, glued to his back or stuck to his back or something. He like arches his back towards her, meaning he's giving her the get in a really weird way. And he doesn't tell her what it is. He just says, you know, here, there's some paper on my back. Can you get it off, please? Or something like that. So it may not be that he's trying to trick her. It could be that he's trying to protect her from being embarrassed. So he doesn't want to announce this is her get. He wants to do it in a subtle way. So she gets now this get in her hand, but she didn't realize what she's getting. So then, Kora'a, she reads the paper, Varehu Gita, and she discovers, oh my goodness, this is my get. So then, Eino get, still it's not effective in divorcing her. Ad sheyomer la hegitech, until he says to her, this is your get. Meaning, A, it has to be that he is the one doing the giving. He can't just say, you know, your get's in the drawer, pick it up, or on the floor, pick it up, and it'll be yours. No, that's not going to be effective. He has to give it to her. So he can even give it to her in a very weird way, like off his back, if he leans the back towards her or something like that. But she needs to be put on notice that this is a get, and she's divorced. And if she hasn't been informed of that fact, so then she isn't divorced yet. And the reason why is because the pasuk says that he has to like send her from his house, and she's not really sent away, knowing she shouldn't come back until she's been informed that she's been divorced. Now, just see the picture a little larger. Don't forget, we pasken that ede mesira karsi, that the effication of the get requires two witnesses to observe him giving it to her and her receiving it. So that means there are two witnesses watching. Now, really, technically speaking, two separate things have to happen. Number one, the Edim need to be put on notice that what's happened here is a divorce by him giving her this writ of divorce, this get. And second of all, she needs to be put on notice that she should now, you know, pack her bags and get out of here and never come back again. So both of those elements need to be that she's being sent away from the marriage and that the Edim know. So really, technically speaking, although the Mishnah doesn't say this, what could happen is that if he notified the witness and said, listen, I'm now giving my wife a get, witnessing me giving it to her, I'm going to tell her it's the mortgage because I don't want to embarrass her in front of you guys, and then I'll whisper in her ear later on or something that, oh, you're divorced, this is your get. So that would be sufficient. And the truth is, even he doesn't have to whisper it into her ears. It could be that if the witnesses see her getting the get, since we don't need her consent at all, we just need her to know that she's now no longer married, even if the witnesses would tell her later on, you know, that was the giving of your get, your divorce, since the witnesses saw him give it to her and she received it, even that would be enough, technically speaking. Because again, we don't need her consent, we just need her awareness that it's over. At all events, when the Mishnah says he tells her this is her get, what it means is she's holding this piece of paper in her hand. She thought it was something stuck to his back or that it was a, you know, an IOU or something. Even after that, when he tells her that it's her get, provided that she's holding it in her hand at that time, she'll be divorced. There's no need to re-give it with this declaration, okay? If she had put it down in the meantime, then not. But if she's holding the piece of paper and he informs her that she's divorced and the witnesses observe that she got divorced because he gave this piece of paper to her, so then she is divorced. Says the Mishnah further, Nasan biyada vihi yeshena. If he put it in her hand, but she was sleeping at the time, so now, even though, of course, that's her hand, the Pasuk says, Nasan biyada, put it in her hand, we just finished explaining the previous Mishnah that her hand is not literally her hand. It means a place that she can have control over it, that she's aware of it, that it's mishtameres medata, it's protected by virtue of her awareness. And since her hand, when she's asleep, is not a place where the get can be safely kept, someone could take it out of her hand, she's not keeping it with her own awareness, therefore, ironically, her hand in this context isn't a hand, as the pasuk had in mind. Therefore, she won't be divorced yet. Furthermore, she hasn't been informed that she's divorced, okay? But ne'ora, if she wakes up, kora'a, she reads this get, and it's now she says, she realizes, v'harehu gita, she says, oh my goodness, this is my get, and it's in my hand. So now it's in her hand, and he gave it to her, and she knows it's a get. Even so, eno get, ad sheyomer la hegitech. It's still not her get until he verbalizes that this is her get. Puts in her hand, this is her get. Again, the witnesses have to observe that information being handed over. Just simply handing it over when she's not aware isn't enough. She needs to be aware that she's received a get, and the witness needs to see her getting that get. Now, what happens if she's standing in a place which isn't her own? The Mishnah uses the case of Rishus HaRab, and that's a public place, which is fine, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a public place. It could be even a private place that's not, that doesn't belong to her. She's at her friend's house, okay? So now the possibility of the Kinyan Chatzer is no longer there. So now he can't put it on the floor in front of her so simply and say it's yours. Nevertheless, there is a din derabanan that a person's dalar amos, the area around him at a distance of, let's call it 6 feet, is an extension of his private space, and that also can acquire for him a kinyan chatzir. So even though it's in a public place, if it's within her dalar amos, that would be also her space in which he could give it, and it would be acquired as a get. That's the Mishnah's, in the Mishnah's mind, that's what's happening here. Meaning that would be a possibility in the Mishnah's mind. But the Mishnah, therefore, is talking about, now in the next line of the Mishnah, that he is going to throw her get to her in the public place, or a place that's not hers, and it's going to land at a distance of more than 4 amos away from him, from her, more than 4 amos away from her person. And therefore, this arba amos acquiring it would not be a possibility. So then, still, if it's, let's say, it's 5 amos away from her, but if there's no one around but her to pick it up, and it's, she could pick it up by herself without any assistance, and no one's going to get it from her, there's no way she's going to lose it, she can pick it up, that would also be sufficient because she's standing right by. And that's what the Mishnah here says here. It says, Haiso medis brishas haram. If she's standing in a place that's not her own, a public place, like I said, or even her friend's home, vizarkula, and he throws it to her. So karavla, if it's sufficiently close to her that she can pick it up, it's out of his domain. It's too far from him, but it's close to her where she could just pick it up, even if it's not in her dalar amos. So then, megoreshes, karav lo. If, however, it's closer to him, meaning he has easy access to it still, but she doesn't, so then, ena megoreshes, she's not divorced. Let me explain this a little more. Literally, the words translate as being, if it's closer to her, she's divorced. If it's closer to him, she's not divorced. But that's not exactly the point here. In other words, you could contrive a situation, let's say, for example, where there's a river between the two of them, okay? And he throws her the get, and it crossed to the side of the river, but he's standing at the edge of the river on his side, and she's standing quite far back. But they're both like alone in this empty, empty forest with a river through it. So the point is, even if you take a tape measure and you could measure the get and its distance from the two of them, you'd see he stands closer to the get than she does. Nevertheless, it would be conceptually that she's closer because she can just take a step forward and grab the get, and no one can stop her, and she doesn't need anyone's help, whereas he couldn't do that. He'd have to somehow, brook the stream and get across there to get it. So the point here of Karov closer doesn't mean literally how many inches between the two of them. It means who has got an easier time of picking it up and doesn't need assistance. So as long as he can't pick it up easily, but she could pick it up easily, and she doesn't need anyone's help, no one can stop her, no one's going to snatch it from her, no animal's going to take it from her or something like that, so then that's considered to be Karov law, it's close enough and she is divorced. If not, if it's still in his side of things, meaning conceptually, it hasn't left where he could get it, where he still could get it and she can't get it so easily without some assistance from him, let's say, or something. So then it's considered to be karav lo, and therefore she's not divorced. Mechta al mechta, if it's in the middle, that's a literal translation. 50-50 is a literal translation. So then we're not sure. Megoreshes v'ena megoreshes. So the case here is we're either A, they both have equal access to it, meaning he's put it down and they're sort of equally far away from it. She could take 2 steps and pick it up. He could take 2 steps and pick it up. There's no one else around besides them, so they have equal access. That's sort of in the middle there. She could pick it up. Or let's say that neither can pick it up on their own. I don't know, he put in a place that's too high for each one of them to reach it, but if they work together, they could get it. So again, it's simply she can't get it without his help, but he can't get it without her help. Again, that would be a situation of mechza mechza, and therefore it's a suffix. Megoreshes v'ena megoreshes, we're not sure what the din would be, says the Mishnah, therefore we'd have to go to Chumra, meaning if he dies after that, we're not sure if she's a grusha or a almana, so she can't marry a kohen out of suffix. She would be able to do chalitza b'nayibum if that was the situation. If someone slept there in the interim, then they bring Ashram Tali, and so on, like was on the previous Mishnayos. At all events, as the Bartonura speaks out, a subsequent to the Mishnah, later on the rabbi said, no, we're not doing this. A woman's not divorced until the get gets into her hand proper. We're not throwing get in the floor in public places because all sorts of confusion could crop up and we don't want that to happen. We were lenient in the first part saying even if it's put not within her dalar amos, we're still going to consider it hers if she has easiest access and no one else does because we don't want her to be stuck as a aguna. So we thought that'd be a good idea. But the rabbis then said, no, we're not having these uncertain situations. And therefore, she has to get it in her hand or the equivalent. In other words, her chatzer mishtameres, her own private home, her own bag or basket, her eved, her own hand, all those, of course, are on equal footing as directly putting in her hand. But in public places or places that aren't hers, it's not effective, even if it's right, you know, thrown to her feet. She has to get it into her hand proper, lest her status be unclear, and then for some kind of confusion comes out of that.